citizens?
We are.
And you're not under something else?
Nope.
Okay, so you're the citizen in the book, so there you go.
All right, my name's Erin.
Erin.
Niles. I was here last time, well, not last time, because you guys were taking it.
On your reports.
Yes, regarding that. So I just wanted to say that we appreciated how much time we took up of you last time being here, and we were grateful to have you just listening from all sides on this. Wanted to share that we are still at a standstill in regards to the situation of any uniforms for the girls. That as optimistic as I think you were, as were I think the parents here when we left, that we might be getting like an understanding as far as like we got to get the girls' uniforms too. That's not the case. The committee has very steadfastly like denied reimbursing parents or even the idea of getting the girls those uniforms to start. So because of that situation, hearing of that, it made me wonder what else is going on in the committee, and we've been getting more involved, as recommended. Yes. But one of the concerns about being involved and how can we be involved, you know, like to say, like, to help, I don't want to say accountability, but I think accountability is a big factor, for anybody, but also that you guys, an example of the select board, you guys are elected officials that are a committee that we trust to make the decisions for the town, and that you're being as fair as you can and being as financially responsible to do that as best you can. And I think that's the same with the sports committee, though they're appointed by you. It's the same feeling.
Well, they're specifically appointed. They're volunteers.
Yes, right.
And then I think we have to do.
You do appoint them.
We do appoint them.
Them.
On a request.
Yeah. On a request. Yes.
On a request.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we go out and say, oh,
okay. No. Yeah. You get a letter sent in for volunteer, and then you say, sounds good, which I understand.
Somebody says, hey, I want to be on the committee.
Yes. Which we.
They pass the background check and all that stuff. They're fine.
Okay.
Usually.
So, that they're on a committee that we have trusted and that to make those decisions, to make those fair decisions.
Yeah,
financial.
And currently there's, what, three of them?
Three right now.
With their
bylaws. Yeah, just getting done. Yep.
The bylaws say five.
Up to five.
Yeah. They didn't change it to
seven. No, they haven't changed it to seven.
Yeah, but it's five right now,
yep.
I'm pretty sure.
Five right now, minimum of three.
Minimum of three.
Yes. So I think the reason we haven't seen such a vast, like, people coming in, you know, droves to meetings and whatnot, is that we were trusting these people that are on it.
Sure.
And we've had no problems.
Right.
There's been no issues with any decisions made, anything in regards to that until this year. And when we had that, we brought it to their attention to say, hey, you know, we got involved. Well, now it's kind of like the door's been shut in our face for that involvement as far as, nope, like it's not happening.
So can you still go to the meetings?
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure nobody was saying, oh, you can't.
Well, in regards to not being able to do one thing, I have been blocked from the Eden U Sports Facebook page, which, from what I understand, is because it's a town body.
You really shouldn't be blogging anybody. But
yeah, so.
I don't know if we got a rule that says that, but my gut reaction right off the bat is if it's a town committee.
Yep.
Unless somebody's being abusive or, you know, over the top.
Yep.
They shouldn't get involved.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Well, it's also, I mean, it leaves me without registration ability for my daughter. That's where they share the information. That's where it's put on, and I don't have access to that now. And it feels very personal. So on top of that, I looked, we talked a little bit about the open meeting laws. You can hear on the audio from January 22nd sports committee meeting, Dan questions Nick at the end of it about his vote for the uniforms and asks him, I thought we were all on the same page for this. And it was very awkward. But it made me wonder, why would you think you're on the same page if you're having a meeting now about this? At what point would you have a conversation to be on that same page? It was also brought up that prior to that meeting, Dan and Chris. Christina called Nick to try to get him to change the agenda that he had sent out for the meeting, which was regarding they did not want the 7-person committee to be a discussion, which it still was. Nick kept it on, said I can't do that. But
right. That's the right decision.
Yep.
Which but, you could have put it under they had other business. You could have brought it up under other business.
Anything.
Because that most all agendas have other
have
business.
Other. Yep.
So other.
Even if it had been
business,
taken off.
You could still.
Somebody could have said.
Somebody you still can bring it up
yep.
under other business.
You yep. want
other business we'd like to discuss.
Yeah.
Or you could bring it up under FYI just as a conversation piece.
Yeah. This may not get voted on.
Yeah,
it may not get voted on.
Right,
yeah,
like,
absolutely bring that
there.
Kind of stuff
yep.
up, for sure.
So, those concerns as far as, I mean, the curious if the Facebook blocking falls under the Freedom of Information Act because of information provided. I know that's not, just, these are all concerns. The open meeting laws, and then a concern about the email that Christina had sent within hours of our December 18th meeting from her personal email account to the town clerk, which was shared, I think, with the
yep.
select board, that we got a copy of, and we're, again, this wasn't anything we were done. Like, I was like, no, we're gonna get these, we don't need to, but now I'm digging, and looking at that, it's full of misinformation, non-truths, and it feels, again, like it's been a discussion by them on the side before they came to do something at a meeting. So it leaves us going, how are we supposed to hold them accountable by just going to these meetings if they're making those decisions outside of the meetings already? And we come to a meeting to hear what's being said, and they're like, oh, well, we already, okay, let's vote quick. We, you know, I thought we were all on the same page kind of thing. So I'm really hoping that you've received numerous letters from parents that want to join.
Not very many.
I hope at least five.
I hope at least five.
No.
No.
I think three.
Do we have them?
They're in your folder for next week.
Oh, okay. For next week, because that's when we do all that. Okay.
Yeah, so I know two of them.
Yes, there's one other person.
One other person. Okay. And you brought one. You had.
Oh, we had one before.
At that other meeting.
No, one person that was initially interested withdrew because they thought there was plenty of other people and their kids were in the right age group that needed to be involved. And then another person asked, and I told her what she needed to do, but she didn't follow through. So I don't know if she actually is interested or she's not, but she hasn't given me what we need to make that decision.
Okay. Good job. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So I guess my hope is that they're 1-year terms, and I know, I guess you don't.
I don't know the answer.
They are.
Yes.
All theirs are all 1-year terms?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So they've been on well over 2, if not.
I believe they said 4.5.
4.
Which I understand, well, like, you can get there's certain people in the volunteer.
And you guys are saying names, and I sincerely apologize.
Okay.
I can barely remember my own some days, but one of those guys said he was getting done. He wanted
Nick.
To be here anyway.
Nick
had done.
Yeah.
So he's going to be done anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think
he is
because we have
not. He rejoined already.
Yes.
Has he?
There's been no, that's another, there's not anything happening.
Right.
For the sports committee since Nick's gone, baseball registration closes for every other town March 1st. Eden hasn't gotten their information even out.
I can tell you we're having some extreme difficulties with, I don't know what it's called, sports stack. Yes, that whole thing has been a disaster. The problem right now with that is they are requiring someone's social security number and personal ID, which I am not willing to give them, and no one has stepped forward to volunteer for that. So we cannot use that system as of right now. And I think that's the hold up. It is weird. I even had Christina Ford with some emails. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. There has to be a way around it. And there does not appear to be.
And it seems like, well, you probably don't know this. I know there's a sports committee meeting tomorrow night, too. And I can ask this question there. But it seemed like at the last one, it was a requirement.
So I don't understand the full thing. So whatever they want to use to sign up for Little League,
yeah.
it's required that they use SportStack. That's my understanding.
Okay.
to use sports stack, we need the ID and social security number. So
just one or every kid?
No, no. Someone who's going to take accountability, you would have to give them your ID and social security number for us to sign up as a town. Yes, exactly.
One overseeing the...
Yeah, somebody has to step forward and give up their information.
To take responsibility, their social
responsibility for what?
Basically,
you're the chair. You got to take responsibility.
No, what it is?
You got 12 of us going there. You got 4 other ones there. You're going to have to take.
It's basically probably for tax liability purposes, and it has to do with the money. Like,
because
they need to be able to report to the government who's going to want.
And if there's disputes over this, the other things, you'd be overseeing this, and instead of coming here, they probably don't do.
This is just to sign the kids up with this.
It's to get
that's a state thing, right?
Federal.
It's
really.
Little League.
It's the Little League Commission. For
They're
them.
Saying that they need to use this registration system. In order to do that, you have to set up payment.
Who set that up?
It's not set up yet. That's
no, but who set it up that you have to use that?
I don't know. I don't understand all of it.
Yeah, there's some weirdness there. I would think that, here we go, we got pencils and pen here, we can set up our roster right here and be done and over with.
I assume that they're going to be talking about it at the meeting since we haven't gotten anywhere with it, but I don't know.
So that's kind of, that feels funny to me.
When's your meeting here?
Tomorrow night, yeah. It's here tomorrow.
That's the one that they do when you have a room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I should remember the last time. What time is that one?
4.
Last time I played Bobby Back was at 1968.
So, yes, I don't know if there's any other, I don't know if you guys want to be digging, if there's any other way to sign up without
I
this system.
Other towns that,
well, how did they sign up last year?
Right. They didn't use that, or whatever it is.
They did not, they've used Blue Sombrero before. I don't understand the connection between Blue Sombrero and
my
this
nephew, he's
stuff.
Big into the Sports Association out in Hyde Park, Matt.
Oh, there you go.
And
I think she's been talking to him, maybe.
Okay, because
she had been.
He's really big into all the sports, very active in it, and he might be able to give me some info.
Yeah.
What they use.
I don't know how the pieces fit together.
Let's all
get
on the same page and use the same thing.
Right.
I don't like the requirement.
Well, that's why we're kind of in limbo right now.
You got to have somebody's social security number for what?
Right. And that was my question. I'm like, there's rec departments all over. You're telling me they're giving up their social security number and personal ID?
Specific person.
Yes.
But she
ended up forwarding me an email. And
was that sports?
My answer to that.
Sports stack is the payment portion of it. But I don't know.
My answer to that would be to form a U Sports LLC with an EIN.
Doesn't matter.
No, you have an EIN.
Oh, right now.
No, doesn't matter.
A tax ID number.
Tim, I've been through all this. I've asked all these questions.
They won't take a tax ID number.
That was my thought.
It just seems odd.
It's not right. It's definitely odd.
It just seems odd.
Yep. I guess.
We used to register, Ken Helen made a list, and they passed it around all the other coaches in the area.
Right. Yeah,
you had a list of
one
was
on one team and
then team.
I don't know. I don't have all the bits and pieces, so I don't know what's going on.
More info on that stuff.
What do they do for the basketball?
It's not Little League, so it's just a.
Oh, this is the Little League.
Right.
Oh, Little League, the organization.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, oh boy. Okay.
Yeah.
This control thing from our government again.
Yeah.
But for nothing else, not basketball, not soccer.
Yeah, so what do they do with all the records? So I think, as I said here,
it's national, right? I mean, they could go clear because they keep winning.
You could with the basketball, too.
Going on in there, I don't know that it's that. I don't think you're regional. Those could go for Mexico,
that's
right?
Probably it. That's
right.
It.
They could go to, if I watched it, kids, and they was the southern part of the state, they had a team that went quite a long ways, and they went to California and went all over, but it's because I think that's why, because the basketball is New England, or maybe they may go to Maine or whatever, but they don't go, I'm saying, I don't know that, but I don't know.
That sounds great,
So you're saying one's regional and one's national.
Well, yeah, it is, because they'll play them.
Florida,
Mexico. They were on it was Mexico.
So what I see is, I'm trying to sort out
what's what bugs me the most and what doesn't, you know. And take this as my, the way I just look at it. I personally don't think, well, so I got a question.
Yes.
Who owns the Facebook?
I'm not sure. It doesn't have, it has
and
multiple
why
administrators.
It has what?
Multiple administrators, so like they can have
multiple
people that can get on there. And
anybody that's on the committee should be an administrator.
Right.
So I think, because it's kind of a new thing.
But who blocks who? Who can block?
Any administrator can block anybody. But they couldn't block another administrator. As far as I know. Don't get, you know, they change that shit. They change that crap every day.
Well, shouldn't they really just have a page that's open to the public? Where nobody can comment if you're not in a
You can do that.
And then everybody can see
well,
everything.
Well, it has nothing to do with comments on that page.
No, but I mean, if you do it that way, you have no reason to block anybody.
Would you think why they're blocked?
Well, I don't know. Are you saying they don't allow comments already?
They do.
They do.
But I'm blocked regardless.
But I'm just saying if you open it as one of the pages where there aren't any.
Yeah. Why is one person blocked and somebody else is not? So maybe as us sitting here, next level up, whatever you want to call it. If the beach is going to have a Facebook page, and I'm not trying to. I'm trying to look
example.
At the overall.
Yeah.
Because this is a thing that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got the sports committee, you got the cemetery committee, you got this committee, you got that committee. The town clerk's got it, or the town itself has a Facebook page, just a web page.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, so if any committee or anything that we're tangled up in. This people that sit here are tangled up in it. I'll be able to have a rule or two wrapped around it.
So, see, that's the tricky part. I don't know. The committees
well,
are different than.
Because they didn't have it when they made it, right? Way back when. So, all these had it.
Yes, I think you have to change their
their
rules.
So,
yes.
So, that's what I'm getting at. Is because their bylaws, it could be part of their bylaws.
Yeah.
That's so, you can change your bylaws.
Says that it's us.
I think they do and you approve it.
We have to approve it. And if we want to add something, we absolutely can.
I don't know.
It's
an odd situation. I'm not entirely sure.
So, well, if the town is going to be.
I never read the whole thing through, but you read through that. Yeah. And there was some stuff in there that didn't make sense to me because I'm not a lawyer, but it didn't seem like.
Read this.
Yeah, I read that already. I don't know what you call
So there might be a question for LCDC.
Because I know, like with the cemetery, for instance, you appoint them, but you don't have any control over them.
No, but if the cemetery association, let's take them as an example, Jubal's on it, so I can beat them up. They decide to have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Because, why would you not want a Facebook page for all the people in the cemetery? So they decide to have a Facebook page, and then somebody makes some bad comment, whatever it may be, I don't care. But it's, you know, obviously not cool. Let's put it that way. I believe in free speech. You can say whatever you want up until it affects.
Freedom from consequences.
Yes.
Freedom of speech.
You can say it, but you're going to pay the consequence. Right. Right? So, but in something like that, maybe the town says, okay, if the cemetery association is going to have a Facebook page, good idea. Nobody can comment on it. It's merely for outgoing information only. If there's a sign up or a registration that has to happen, like if you die and you gotta go to the cemetery, you want to register, and you sign up, they put up a form.
Before or after
that's
you go.
Just for,
you might want to do it first.
Well, you know what I mean. They put up a form that's just for sign up.
Right.
It's not for comments, put your name in, but
your
you can do surveys, you can do all kinds of stuff with these pages, right? You don't necessarily just have to put up a page and let anybody crap all over it as you want to. So we should probably think about that as the world turns and that stuff becomes more prevalent. That, okay, if you're a town organization that's under this umbrella, which the sports committee would be, the cemetery commission would be, any of these other little committees that we have a couple more. If you're going to do a social media or Facebook page, it needs to meet these requirements. So then you don't have this, oh, I don't like Fred, so I'm going to not let them comment, but I'm going to let Melissa comment all she wants. You don't have that because nobody can write on it. That's a great idea. Nobody can put comments up there at all. It's merely for the sharing of information with the organization.
Mm-hmm.
something like that. And I'm just spitballing.
Yeah. So,
but this must be theirs because it's nothing to do with us. I mean,
no, it's nothing to do with us. But it is a town thing. If it's a website and it's open to the public, and maybe unless there was a reason, a legitimate reason for it, whether it's a negative comment or a positive comment, if the negative one was brought, because people come in here, they don't agree with some of the stuff.
Sure.
It all depends how it's carried through, whether they carry themselves in here and good. I'll tell you what, I had one guy the other day that called up yelling and screaming at me and fired because he wanted to film in his driveway and I didn't get up there in time. Instead of me giving a comment to him, it's easier for me to hang up.
Mm-hmm.
He called right back. I answered the phone. If you're going to talk to me decent, I'll talk to you. If you're not going to talk to me decent, I'll hang up again.
Yeah.
But you can't do that when it's this page. They could just plumb a comment up there and be a dick, you know?
Yeah, but if they could put it up there, you can erase it. You have a reason why you can't.
Yeah.
But if somebody, whether it's negative, you hear it about just Facebook all the time, they're just blocking her. For no reason.
No, I understand.
Because they don't like her comments.
So I'm trying to find a but not even that you don't like the comment.
Nope.
She
doesn't comment.
They have no reason for blocking her.
Right. But who... So my suggestion would be everybody's blocked. No comments.
Well, they're not blocked.
They're not blocked.
The comments.
You just have a Facebook page that's for outgoing information. You can read the information off it. Then nobody gets into these back and forth like you know you don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like them either.
Yeah.
All those sometimes. That's beside
me. And then other people comment on your comment.
Your comment, right now, and it goes and it gets out of control, right?
Have you been on Facebook?
No, I haven't, but she yelled me all the time.
Wait a minute, this sounds like you've been on Facebook.
She
show them the comments sometimes.
She tells me the comment.
And I appreciate you guys bringing up the subject because it's pretty something we're going to have to deal with it one way or the other. So we need to be thinking about it. And hopefully, we've said some stuff here that makes sense.
Yeah, I think what you just said makes sense. That just use it for
sign-ups
only.
Yeah, and use it for just outgoing information, not for, hey, I don't like the color of Freddie's socks or what the hell ever you're putting up there.
Well, and I think pretty much that's what they're, I mean, nobody really gets into any comments on there.
No,
for it. It's so, Mike, I think it's good for the future. I think it's good thought for any... Especially
all of them, it's good.
But like for right now, it's just me personally, as far as because I'm not liked because I shared my thoughts on the girls' uniforms and how that committee went about the decision and how they continue to behave.
Are you one of the volunteers? Are you one of the letter writers?
I will be. If there are not five people, I will be.
Well, and we talked about changing.
I don't want to be here tonight. I don't want to do any of this.
They were not in a receiving mood when we talked about.
But even if you made it seven, you don't have to have seven.
Oh my God! I don't know if you heard the recording of that meeting, but it's a very long time to explain to them that it doesn't have to be.
It's
seven.
Just open that if we had more the merrier. That's what they told us on December 18th. Anybody can join. Please join. Yes. Please join. But then when Nick said, "Let's do seven." Seven.
And Nick's the one that's getting done. He's a tall, thin guy.
He's been very active.
Yes.
Yeah, for years. Very active. Long time.
He said there's a day to a children.
Yeah, he's a tall, thin guy.
In terms of your comment about one person talking to another person or emailing another person, you know, it's not like these guys can't talk to each other.
Right.
And they can't,
but you can't have
you can't make a decision. So you can share within this group or within a committee or the select board, they can share. I mean, if I'm out in public someplace and I'm with somebody and it's a 2 out of 3, that's a meeting.
Right.
But if you're talking on the phone or it's not a meeting and you're not making a decision.
But are they making a decision? That's the thing.
They can't be making a decision because it has to be
right. But
they can be influencing. Yes. We all influence each other in many ways. So
right. So as long as they don't, if they don't copy me, I'm a bad influence. As long as they don't decide.
Yep.
If they all agree to go to the meeting and vote the same way,
that's their prerogative.
It's kind of their prerogative. It's not against the
rules. It's lobbying, right? Basically, at the little team level that we're at, but it's the same thing, right? You're trying to get the other, so trying to get the other members of the board to vote your way on some issue, whatever it is. So if they do that, there's nothing technically against the rules of that, as long as they make the decision within the confines of the meeting and proper procedure. Now, I would again say, get on the board, get in the group. That way, you get a vote.
So, if there's five people that sign up to do it, does that give those five people the spot, and the people that have been on there for more than a year are?
No, because anybody can sign up.
Anybody can sign up.
They can't discriminate against people because they've been on there for the thing. Everybody's termed up. Same thing. Tim's up this
everybody's
year. Tim turns up this year in a year.
He runs.
Or if five people run and he doesn't run or does run or whatever, you know, whenever one of our terms up, you can have
that's
a position.
It.
You want it.
So how, if you, as the people that appoint the committee members, if you, right now there's three members, if you have five brand new people send you letters, they pass the background checks, they look great.
We've never had that problem. Having more people volunteer than there are spaces is pretty new. That's very new to us. Doesn't happen very often.
I feel like that should be a really big sign as far as where we're at with this committee at this point. If that many people are coming forward and being like, this isn't right.
Nope, understood. So, and this all comes to pass on March meeting day, Eric.
Okay.
We reorganize the board.
After everything's settled down, the select board goes up. They have a meeting right there.
What do you think would be a fair way of? So say you have.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
good question.
So if you have, say you have eight people, so you have 10 people,
right.
Three people that have been on the committee, seven new people say, yeah, I'm interested. So how do you think it would be fair?
For the current situation, from what we've been dealing with?
I would look at it.
I can't be impartial. I've got to be impartial.
I don't have to be impartial.
I would look at it. If there's two from the same household, I would pick one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's one way. If I had somebody on the committee that's been very active in the committee and been doing a very good job, I would say
that should weigh more.
Other people may not agree with you. Right, that's
I'll use Nick for the example.
Yes,
he's been very active. He put a lot of time into it. I would say.
Speaking of law enforcement,
that's how I would look at it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
If somebody is very active in it, but if somebody.
Bernie Sanders was on the phone. He'll be right here.
Oh boy, this may be better than I thought.
If Rick says, "Oh, that's the greatest person in the world," but I happen to know they're not for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm just example.
Yeah,
right?
No, I get it.
Then we're gonna have a discussion about that, and you know, he'll say, "Oh, they're great because of this," and I'll say, "Well, I know about this." You know, we'll go back and forth, and we'll vote. Or I didn't know that, or he didn't know that, or I didn't know that, right?
Yeah.
So that we kind of, you got to be as fair and impartial as possible.
Suppose there's two people and you recuse yourself and you guys have got to decide. And you say yes and you say no. Then it's like, well, I guess we're going to put the names in a hat.
That's right. Start drawing.
Yeah. Or we start looking at why can't we have seven people on there?
Or why can't you have seven?
I don't think you start because the bylaws now say five.
You get five.
You get five, then you have those people.
Five can go make a decision.
Exactly.
Right. So I would encourage you to get as many names in the hat as you can.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get an idea of what our process will be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it'll be as fair as we can make it.
Somebody will probably be happy and somebody won't.
Somebody will be happy and somebody won't.
One person already said in that meeting that she was going to take herself off the committee. If there were more people to be on it, she would take herself off.
There you go. So there's another one. So it becomes, a lot of times people do self-select. Fine.
Yeah.
But like Rick said, if there's two people in one house, and I know I think you guys have an example of that, but it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to
sort figure out so you get a diversity of opinions and you get a strong team
Yes.
that will push to
social media / whatever that is representing the town.
The town for everybody.
Because
yeah,
it is.
That's
right?
A good
yeah,
point.
Technically,
yeah.
It's representing us, whether it's the beach page or
yeah.
The whatever it is. Doesn't just apply to you guys.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But it applies to everybody. We need probably need some rules around that now that you've got us thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Gotta go.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, that's how we're old guys. We don't know.
But you do. You know a lot of information about how Facebook works, that whole process of what things can lead to. So,
just through, I don't like Facebook. I'm not a big fan of it. I call it, I'll be up front, I call it two-faced. People will say stuff on air, they won't come in and talk to you.
I just had that. So, not to get too far aside, but I just had that exact conversation with a guy today about how that somebody will say stuff on there, they'll type something and they'll send it to you on there.
That keyboard here.
That they would never, ever, ever say to your face because if they're any kind of a decent person, when they said it to your face, they know it hurt your feelings or pissed you off. Right? They know it because they said it. But when they type it, it's like, that's nothing.
And
they don't realize that, depending on how you read that, you know, it can be very not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I agree with you. If you find that keyboard, you can say, I personally strive, if I put any comments on there, including Bill Scott, nothing I wouldn't say right to his face.
That's a good rule.
That's
yeah.
A good rule.
If you see
it on there, I'll say it to your face.
And that's why, so I wrote something, because I can get my thoughts down on things, but I want to come down and talk too, but I will leave this with Melissa, or I can email it, whatever is more, with like just what I talked about, and just concerns about what's going on with the committee, their goals of what they have right now of financial responsibility, and that the players' feelings are not their concern. When is it their concern? When is equality, treatment, respect for these players, and when does that become their
concern? Do you have that email format?
Right here.
Yeah.
I can email it.
Please email
and just,
to Melissa.
I'm sure you already know. Just to be clear, it becomes public.
It becomes public record.
Nothing I wouldn't say to somebody.
I'm sure, but I just like to get
Thank
it out
you.
There.
Thank you.
Yes,
no. Good to know. So I will definitely do that. The other, I was just wanted to share that I wasn't super thrilled with the caption on here, being that we're here to...
Okay.
Because it is not all 5th and 6th grade basketball kids that got uniforms, bags, and warm-up shirts, because we paid for those as parents for the girls. So it's...
Okay, well then...
It didn't go
yeah.
To business class. That wasn't through them at all, because we got denied that.
Okay, well then I'm more than happy to stand up at town meeting and make
yeah,
that
correct.
That was the information that I was given.
I figured it was.
I
and I was really disappointed when I read it, because I'm like, here it is again, it's our... What we have...
One thing is told to us
yes.
One day, and then something else is...
All right. Sounds like you guys are headed in the right direction.
Well, we were before, too, but we weren't.
Well, once you get more involved,
yes.
Get people on board,
so,
then you get your vote.
So are either of you coming to town meeting?
Plan on trying to.
Okay, so I make the correction as it should be, if you would want to write up exactly what that should have said,
yeah.
So that I can read that at town meeting.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
Let's get it right the first
Thank
time.
You.
Yeah.
Yes.
But no, awesome. I mean,
Well, I think that's kind of what I thought.
I spent
this was
hundreds of hours reading that document. You know, I was hoping it was going to be right. So, so if it's not right,
yeah.
You want to make it right.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yes.
Everything in that book is information that was given to her.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
just provided,
so,
yes.
So,
I don't make anything up.
Yeah. No, I know you don't. And that's where, like, I was looking at the sports committee. Again, we'll get involved and get some more people. But, like, that write-up is from 2022. It's the same write-up that's been on there for over 2 years. Like,
it's just what we get.
It's just
yeah.
What's given to me.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And
that's our
why we're here.
Yes.
Right.
Great.
Right.
It's getting out. That's what we need.
Yeah.
That's what we need is some...
I don't take up any more of your time. You got
no,
some
I know.
You
got lots of other stuff.
Ricky's
going to
go to bed so you can see him.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not going to see him.
Leave it. This slush will be fine. My room's good, Ricky. Don't worry about it.
We appreciate you guys getting involved.
Thank you so much for your time and listening.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Safe drive.
You can email it to the town clerk's office if you will.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right. So, seeing how they got a meeting tomorrow night. Do we want to make a list of things that were given to us?
let's see what comes out of there. Let's see how they saddle up and come out of their meeting, come out in here, because this refereeing don't work well for me.
No.
Well, you might end up with a whole new crew next week.
So. That's what I'm saying. Maybe when we reorganize the board, maybe the people would be there. If there's quite a few of them, maybe that's somebody true. Will be there. That way there, you can talk to them in person. You know.
Right. Well, we can also do that, you know, if you think that that's what it is. They got a lot of those, and we feel that we should see what is your interest. Is it just, are you really into it, or are you really upset with the whole...
Yeah, they're not gonna tell you.
Are you going to... No. Are you going to be an active member? That would be one of my questions.
Well, that, and, you know, how many kids you got going to be on the team? You know, you got kids in the basketball, baseball, so, you know, what's your involvement level, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to be on the youth sports committee, because I'm not a youth, and I get any kids, grandkids, or great-grandkids on the sports teams. I will support them. I'll buy their candy bars or whatever they're selling. But
I guess
I can't spend, I got,
you guys take over the year, so
2 days a month.
I don't understand how it feels like, and I've only seen their perspective, these two women, and at the last meeting they were here, and then the other guy's perspective is like, I'm not sure how they're so far apart.
I don't get it either.
So,
yeah, I don't understand where...
You're missing a piece.
Because it,
no, right, there's something missing.
Because exactly. It's just like this right here.
So it's hard to come up with a list of things, or look, it seems like, when it's a big piece.
No, I think that they brought up this Facebook and that kind of social media stuff. I think you probably ought to come up with some basic rules for if any town organization that's facing the public has a Twitter account, a Facebook page, any of that stuff, and they're representing themselves as the town, then we need to have a set of guidelines for that page or web page or whatever you call it.
I think I mentioned it when they were all here, because I brought up about the letter that came out that it should be addressed from Eaton Youth Sports.
Yeah.
I brought that up.
What was the letter addressed?
Christy Brown, since with her business thing on it.
Oh.
Her personal thing,
personal email,
and all that. It wasn't signed Eaton Youth Sports.
It was signed
her with her business name on it.
Uh-huh.
Right, so that they all have to go to figure out how what they're doing.
I think we explained it pretty simple at the meeting that you act as a group, as you are one member in the committee.
Just... it's great. Maybe they want to go with the activity, but if they just want to go to use the beach with their grand whatever trial, my thoughts are they should be able to do it. They shouldn't get down there and say, well, we got an event going on. It's so big that just, and then all of a sudden, next time you're supposed to have 60, we got 78 or 80 people.
Yep.
I'll give you a prime example.
Careful about getting too popular, right?
Yeah. Stowe, this last week, because it's President Week, they black flagged all the local passengers.
I did hear that.
Yeah, blacklisted everyone.
Blacklisted all of them.
They blacklisted what?
All the local people. Anybody who had season passes or anything like that.
Oh, at the mountain. Up at
could
the
not go to the mountain and use the mountain.
What the fuck?
Because it was all for out-of-staters only.
That's a private business doing that.
And I don't want that. I don't want that situation up there.
Oh my God! Wow, it was so crowded.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. So hopefully,
I encourage the thing in there. I'm just expressing my concerns in here that I'm to represent the people in here that they may want to go. I don't want them being shunned out. Mm-hmm. Things may happen in there, but I'm just saying I don't want that. So many functions that were going into there that the people that are paying the salaries of ours. Not to be able to get down.
Yeah, exactly. So
then maybe, you know, maybe if you want, they could start out with some basic things. See how
I'm just saying.
I'd take a food truck up there one day.
She doesn't want to do that.
No, but she had that one.
Yeah.
Weekend, that last year. I assume that would drive some people there to go get a taco or whatever they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that's not really having an event where you're having a bunch of people come in for the
Year.
She had mentioned a car show and maybe some small bands or something went on times that the shelter isn't already rented out, like the slow times.
I got a weekend when there's nobody renting a shelter. Right. Yeah, I get a couple guys down with a guitar or something. Like
that's what she's, that kind of stuff. And there's some little stuff.
You need to worry about that.
You know, maybe movie nights or bingo or something with a camper. Small kind of stuff.
What we don't want to have is, you know, the long kind of field days.
No. I think she's just looking to draw a few more people in.
Yeah. But you bring a car show in there, that's going to draw a lot of people.
I think that one is probably a little too much on the liability side.
Not enough room for car show. You should do car shows out in the parking lots more.
We'll have the blacktop retake.
All right. So that's good. So we can, you know, make sure that she understands.
Yeah, maybe just we'll have some conversations about it. Yeah.
Health officer, you still Beacon?
Did we sign her contract?
No, you said you're going to wait until Isaiah did his.
Yeah, okay. He hasn't got it done yet?
No.
Okay. I just was wondering because
make sure it's done beforehand. Okay, yeah. The two of them did sign theirs.
Okay.
But you guys have not.
Yeah.
All right, health officer. Anybody sick this week?
No.
We're hoping Leslie feels better. Animal control. Any stray dogs this week?
Nope.
No dog bites?
No dog bites.
No dog bites.
My dog bites me once in a while. Not quick enough with your dog nut ball. You gotta be quick. Here you have a couple of weeks.
I might miss out there, but I'm gonna try to follow you. I got blue this time.
Oh, yeah, you got a blue one here.
Okay.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I gotta.
There we go.
Okay.
Give it to me. I always sign the wrong pan anyway. So you go ahead and sign it.
Trade.
Yeah, I always sign the wrong one. You two guys got anyway. It's like making a difference.
I was told you're supposed to sign in blue so if you make a copy, you know it's a copy and you know what the original is.
Then we were told before I started here that you should do blue or black.
I think that was the previous administration.
Yes. I would agree. When I got here, they said to use all black.
Yeah, no, that's not right. Bank.
I'm a blue pen girl.
The bank uses all blue for everything you sign, because that way there's no no doubt that it's a copy if it's in black.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about it here. Are we going to get down there Tuesday and the doors are barred, or do we have the blessing of the town of the school?
Are we going to be allowed to use the school?
So I
found
out that
in here. Did they advertise their information on the email at all?
Yes. It's in the paper.
When's that?
I saw it on Front Porch Forum yesterday, and the meeting was last night.
No. You saw it yesterday, and it was last night?
Yep.
Yeah.
I knew about it.
I haven't heard anything about it. That's all.
Oh, school. This is for the recording. School has become cops. They don't want anybody coming to their meetings. They don't advertise anything. They keep it very right up to the last minute. Then they have an informational meeting on a freaking Monday night without really telling anybody. They came in the paper on Friday. Right? Because they don't want anybody in there asking questions, pointed questions about. Where's all this money going?
Did you ever share with them about the contract that you looked at
in the school and parking lot? That's it.
Yeah, you know, he's fucking
there. I don't remember anyway.
That's why. Oh, is that why?
Do you remember where that was? Was that
grandson
part of?
Did a thing down in.
I think I saw
it. Marshall School.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw the land.
He was like 8 years old. He said, he asked me. He said, "Grant."
So in terms of
why is there no room for parking down here? I said, because this is a private school and they have to run on profit. They don't need 100. He was like 6.
Because in regards to us using the school for town meeting,
yeah,
and that they're basically they signed a contract that said we get to use it. Period.
Well, no, but usually we're talking about it, but they don't ask them. Do we have to call somebody and ask them every time to borrow it? We don't have a key.
They can't say no.
Do we have a key?
Yes, we have a key.
Do we have a key?
Holy mackerel, we got a key.
We know, buddy.
Well, I don't. I there's a key in the lockbox, but I haven't used it.
Okay. I got one at home for work.
Is it called a sledge? Oh, sorry.
Hey, Mom, tell me what it is.
Okay. We got one.
But I promise you, we need it. We can
get it. You can get it. I can. Okay.
That's why. shoulder. Don't park and park. You don't quiet down. I keep telling her.
Because if your car is on one side, she's on the other, and I got just as fast. Well, it's not the back of the truck in there. That fits. It's that wing it hangs down.
Hangs it all back. I was talking to Warren the other day. I said, you know, we've been spoiled the last 2 or 3 years. We didn't start from the back. Didn't start.
I know. You had to push back all the way. No. Oh, maybe.
No, not where I usually do. Usually I'm way out there over the bank. And I just didn't do it this year because I didn't expect it. Now I'm plugged full.
I've been going around and getting, trying to get the intersections off my roads first.
Did some shoveling here.
And then, pretty good. And then, like, I went over the mountain and I started by Jason Tuttle, basically, and worked my way back so far. And I got, basically, got to Griggs Road.
I know. I don't care if you push it back in my house or not.
No, I do because I want to make sure I get pushed back.
Basically, another 2 feet.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah?
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Dave Massey. Dave was a senior, yeah.
Senior, yeah.
Yeah, because
too bad.
Dave Jr. sent me a thing here because it's from RK one of them and said that he'd be out for a couple weeks. It's bad, Massey. Yeah.
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 Anyway,
this was in there. I just was curious. We hadn't talked. I didn't know what your thoughts
were. Any way you guys
just was wondering what our thoughts were with it, because I know you said...
Well, we got the brush. We got to, when we start cutting brush, we got a pile of brush. We just truck it up there and then put it all in one big pile. Touch her off. Let her go.
Yeah, so it's springtime.
Fire department practice on that.
So yeah, there you go. It's a little bit. I'll go off and get, what's her name? Show me the trees or whatever, and I'll cut them down.
Yeah, I did let her know that you need...
Yeah, so if she can put a ribbon, that'd be awesome. Paint them. So.
Okay.
So no one tree.
I think she said that it's maybe only two actual trees and the rest is limbs that she thinks they can do.
Whatever. She needs to mark them somehow. Or
yep. I can do that. I'll go over there.
I'll go pull them down. I don't care. Give me something to do. Give me exercise. Gets me out of the house. It's just wood.
Okay, somebody's got to make a motion to
approve. Make a motion about the minutes.
Yeah.
Somebody. Anybody.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. So we're all good. There's no opposed, is what I meant to say. Fire department. First thing is this class 4 road thing. So, what's his name? Wants to drag logs on the road over there.
I haven't heard from him, so. He came in here and did a little research. Leslie said he came in. And I've been going up through there. I went up through there the other, was it Saturday? And somebody's coming in from the other end, Albany end. So I don't know if that's him coming in from Albany end or not. Because he was trying to get permission to land him where there's a camper on an old log landing.
Beyond the culvert, must be.
No, this side of the culvert.
Yeah.
And he was going to drag from where the culvert is down through to that landing.
Yeah, but is he going to try to land him on the Albany side instead?
I don't know.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what we can do without it.
This is something that you looked up, Leslie, fire is... The statues and stuff.
I mean, I just kind of made it up.
Yeah.
You looked at it once before, right?
You
said something about
23 VSA. So that's a statue.
Oh yes, right.
That's a statue.
Yes,
right?
I did look that stuff up.
Yeah.
Yes, but then you had mentioned about
We had made a couple changes last time.
Yeah.
About all not just snowshoeing and. All winter sports or something.
Right. Yeah, well, so that, because it is a public right of way,
right.
So we can't block it off to
other
people.
And he can't mess it up so bad they can't use it.
Yeah.
So that's part of
it. And at this point, I wouldn't grant this at this time because we're getting now to
too late.
We're getting to month season now.
Too late in the year.
Okay.
Another month. But I would keep this and I would use this as
a template for if it happens again.
Yeah. Well, I think it needs to say, because didn't you tell me in the year that we ran into this in there, I'm concerned that if they don't, that any repairs that the town has to do or legal fees are on this guy in here. We already had that with up there. Did we ever get paid for them people?
He just kind of dropped a few loads of gravel and that was it.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
The town put a lot of money.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And the other thing is did they ever pay us when we sent a bill for the pipeline? We went over up on where you go to Ignosh, what's that?
Cooper Hill.
Remember, you fixed that up there. Where was there? Did they ever pay us when we sent them a bill?
They didn't pay us. Did we send them a bill?
Yeah, we sent them a bill for 2 loads of gravel, your time, and everything. Well, yeah, I'm just saying, I think that in here, so then they're responsible for legal fees and everything in there. They'll think twice about leaving us a mess.
That's right.
I'm just saying that.
It's got some weight to it, so if somebody signs that, they're going to pay attention when they're in the room.
And they're going to be responsible for everything.
Okay.
I like it. So we'll save it.
So that's what this bond is that you're talking about.
Well, right. We can make them, like if
that Leslie got in here, the last paragraph, we can decide.
Well, right. If you
will or will not, just circle it.
Yeah.
We can either require, hey, you know what? We don't know you from Adam. You're just some out of towner that came in here and decided they want to use this road to drag logs down or do something with. We're going to require a $5,000 bond. Not like they got to give us any money. They just got to sign a thing. Right? It's just like a construction guy's bonded.
I'm just saying that in the year, if they're in there and saying they're responsible for the repairs and any legal fees it cost on them, they may think twice about leaving us a mess up there.
If somebody comes in that you know and trust, you don't have to require a bond, right?
Well,
everybody should have the same one.
Yeah.
You've got to figure it out. If you're happy with this, that's fine.
Same one for everyone who's a logger, so the question came up also.
It doesn't matter what it is. If you're
okay, well,
it,
so, well,
Well, so the question came up about Trevor and wanting to do the dump up, wanting to do the trash hauling up here.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I mean, is it the same kind of thing where you say we're going to come up with an agreement? Now you're basically this guy's saying I want to use your road. He's saying I want to use your parking lot.
Yeah.
So we're not paying him, and he's not paying us. We're not paying him.
No.
But so suppose he goes one time, makes a complete mess up there.
You're saying all of a sudden he goes up and you've got a dumpster full of trash left there.
Right. So
or a bunch of tires.
So right. It's the same thing. So anything.
So it's the same.
Left,
it's the same thing.
Same
thing.
Legal,
say,
legal fees and everything, short, sweet, in there.
Because
he signed it. And then,
it shouldn't be the taxpayer who has to pay for it. Some
right.
Leave so you
have an agreement with whoever wants to.
Right.
Use
so
it.
So.
Property for whatever they want, town property for whatever they want to use it for.
Right. So we just wrote Trevor a letter, basically.
Well, that's outside of, you know, driving up down the road. Basic normal uses, turn it
right
in the parking lot. Whatever.
Right. So you guys can decide what kind of, if you want to make it like having a bond type thing for across the board, or you want to look at each individual. I mean, I don't know if he needs to have a $5,000 bond, but
he needs to have insurance.
Right.
Yeah, just kind of the same thing, right?
Right, but so I explained to Melissa today that the only thing is, so I say he goes up there and does it a couple times, and like, that does not really work out. He's not making any money. He leaves a bunch of trash up there. Well, are you not going to, and you have to go up there and spend $300, $500 to take the trash away, your time.
He's going to pay for that.
Yeah, but if you don't have some kind of agreement with him.
Understand.
But you don't also don't want the taxpayer to pay that. You want him to.
Exactly.
Right.
There should be some type of agreement. So same way with here, if you damage it, you leave the property the same as you found
it. Right. It
yep.
can be on the same thing for everything that we do. So
yeah.
The same in your personal
school. So maybe you
bring it back and any repairs we do on it.
Keep that up a little bit.
Because
it doesn't matter if you're using it for logging purposes or somebody going in there to build a sugar road or whatever. If you're going up in there, we want to make sure you're plowing it throughout the winter. We want to make sure you don't go in there through mud season and start drawing gravel. We want to make sure that you leave it the way you've got it.
Well, and yet, you know, let's say somebody wanted to run a flea market on the 10 acres down there by Ruin Art. Same agreement. Same thing.
You do the same thing. You just got to adjust it to whatever you're
adjust
doing
it
for.
Just a little bit.
So you can up in there.
Yeah,
if
say,
you know
yeah.
that you're responsible for it, we have to do anything for it, and legal fees, and you know you're done with it
yeah.
all the way there. You've signed it for
like
a year.
Historical Society wants to do something on that 10 acres. It's not needed to them, the 1 acre.
Eaton Day,
yeah.
they want to do something. They got to leave the field as it was, right? Just
so if you,
everybody else.
So are you saying, so like for Trevor, are you saying, should we come up with our own, I mean, Melissa had a six-page contract for you know, kind of a generic contract, and it's like, geez. I mean, it's way more legal mumbo jumbo than I know how to recreate. But so, I mean, or do we go the full Monty in terms of contacting the lawyer and saying, okay, we got this guy who wants to come up here and take trash and have a 6-page document, or do we come up with something that's
just some common sense stuff that
I
hey,
so.
We're going to allow you to use a town garage down here. For your transfer station, you were responsible to maintain liability insurance. So if anybody gets hurt, no trash or anything, anything that is left there that has to be cleaned up will be the responsibility of the business.
Okay, all right. Well,
you know, some short, sweet. I mean,
all right.
I think that would be legal, right? And if he signs it, we sign it.
Okay.
I think we can still do stuff
in a
small business way.
I
think that's what you were getting at, right?
Well, I'm just trying to understand where to go. And so, I mean, Clay was talking about legal fees. Well, so if we hire the lawyer to come up with a contract, then that's going to be some legal fees. So who's going to pay for that? Does the town pay for that in terms of, you know, a couple $100 of legal fees for him to draw up a contract? Or do I come up with something and we all sign? Are you happy with that?
I'm saying the legal fees we have to go back and
we have to sue him,
then that's what the legal fees
are. Okay. Just so we have, okay.
So that's my thought on the whole thing.
Yeah.
That way there, we can write that
yeah.
up. I think in there.
With Ricky, you know, I'm from the day of, deal.
Okay, that's,
yeah.
I mean, I'm totally, I mean,
and
totally
all this other stuff. stuff. It's like if someone burned you. You know my Uncle Vern, right? You only burned him ever once. Second time it don't happen. The second time it don't happen. Simple rules, right?
Okay, I'll come up with something then.
Yeah, basically just like what you did here. That's good. I mean.
Okay, but I'll just specify more than.
And like here, we're like any damage and stuff will be the responsibility of the individual to restore.
Okay.
To the condition is at their expense. I would add that probably to it.
Okay.
At the company's expense or owner's expense.
Okay.
What did
you say? Because they have a new one coming in April.
Okay.
Have the old one.
All right.
Yeah, the old one. Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Thank you. Overweight, got four overweight permits. Dirt Tech, GW, Pedro, Scott Brown, and Working Dog Second. Porta Potty. They've all got insurance. They've all got their stuff.
I'll make a motion to approve them. The town's back.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's the situation there, like what she was talking. We can't discriminate against any one person unless we have problems with them.
Right.
If you have problems with that one person, you can deny all the overweight permit.
That's right. If they abuse the privilege.
If they did say they damaged the road and didn't fix it, then we can deny. But like right here, you have no reason why you can deny anybody use of
I can't think
of overweight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's right. You got to be fair. So survey marker, I just look at that tag.
Those are a little pricey.
Is that for one or is that for all that he needs?
That would be everything he needs.
$145 for the driver.
He did say that there is a cheaper option, although I'm probably not the best one to relay the message because I don't really understand what he's talking about, but some kind of different pin that is not like a boundary pin. And it sounded like it would just kind of have a flat top and be flush in the ground.
I mean, it's $900 total, right? That's for all the pins he needs.
That's for everything he needs.
The shipping,
the driver.
The driver and the pins are $712. Shipping $885.
Yeah, UPS ground, too. So it must be heavy.
So do you want pins that stick off of the ground, or you want something that's flush in the ground?
I think these end up sticking up.
These stick up.
Picture of them right there.
Looks like they stick up. They're 62 inches high.
Yeah, it's ROW, right?
72 inches high. 72, I mean, they're
72 inches high.
6 feet.
Oh, that kind of up high. All right.
There's 72 inches, but three, four feet of that goes in the ground.
Just like the other ones they have. Usually you can see the one reflector one, so they
right away. Perfect. It shows the ROW right there on it. The other ones that he's talking about are the flush mount ones, right?
That
was
the
game.
Yeah, like the hands we did up there.
That'll save you probably a couple $100.
Save a couple hundred, but they're down in the ground.
My understanding,
And they look more like a property pin.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's the piece I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to get confused. Right. I don't want.
But how are you going to? So he's not. He's going to.
I'm going to drive them up there because before we purchase them, I would want to know how the people feel about having them on their property.
That's exactly right. Because
that's what I was thinking about the thing when I was looking at these things. I'm thinking
should have the meeting.
First.
And we can talk about it at town meeting too, right? We can
if that guy brings it up, which I'm sure he probably will under other business, you can
talk about it.
You can talk.
We can't decide anything, but we can have a discussion.
Right.
So that's cool.
If it's add that to your notes.
Other business,
right? So we'll decide afterwards. We'll talk to the owners of their people that are
I think before we do anything, we said that they were in the meeting the other day, that we're going to talk to them before we do anything up there so that we don't wind everything.
I think these are going to be a little bit of much for somebody
sticking around.
Because we don't know, we're not going to put them, you're going to put them right by the edge of the buildings or whatever.
They're going to be in the way.
Yeah.
Or you got to move around them. Or,
you know, because if you're not putting them, I say if you're putting them on the property line, it shouldn't be no big deal. But he's talking he was going to put some next to the buildings or whatever.
Right.
Which,
you got to be...
Right, he purposely is not putting them on the property line.
Because he does want that to be the marker.
You don't know where the property line is.
No.
Where he can't find it.
We'll get it.
But he's I know. I walk. I grab it. It's like, boy, so you plow it, and it tries to go up that bank, falls back in the road. But when you come back the other way, not much you can do about it. What are you going to do? You don't have a plow like Warren's where you can carry it.
But where do you carry it? Dump it into the neighbor's driveway?
Where do you take it? Yeah.
What's happening up there now is he's taking everything and he's putting it down to the other side of the road. So now everything is shifted over.
Just keep
it's
coming back.
Basically, it's one plow width.
It just keeps getting worse and worse because there's no place for the snow.
And I don't dare to go up there with a loader and move anything because there's so much stuff buried with snow. There you go.
You've gone from one problem to another. And
so
I agree with you there.
I will say it. On record, at some point, the guy that was here doing the survey,
yeah,
he said how the state would handle that.
Yeah,
just stuff is in the way.
Yeah,
at some point we're gonna have to get whoever up there, and at the same time we'll have somebody with a won't be you because you gotta forget restraining orders. Not you don't have one. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the other way, and we'll move that shit and be done.
Just hire the sheriff department.
Hire the authorities to be right there with you. And just do it. And have it done. And then if, you know, they can go wherever they want to go.
After well, maybe once this is done, maybe they'll come around on it.
Maybe. We'll see. Hope so. You can only hope, right? So we're going
to wait on ordering pins until...
We're going to wait on the survey.
I think so.
Okay.
I think
that's fine. I just want to know what you're right here.
These here... They're 72 inches high,
so they're going to stick up.
They're going to stick up.
You're gonna be 3 feet out of the ground by the time you get
down. Well, there'll be more than that because
you ain't going to drive them very far up there.
Rocky?
Nothing but stones.
Okay.
Probably with those fiberglass things, there's probably just a couple
points
on them that you would drive in and the rest of it would hang out.
Really? No, you wouldn't drive
them. You ain't gonna drive half of that. You'll never drive that
out up there. Gonna hit a rock.
Unless your tool goes down in front of it first.
I don't know how that tool goes in there. It looks like it's fairly long.
You ain't gonna drive a pin very far up there because it's nothing but boulders. About this big, like footballs.
Yeah.
Okay, so is any other highway stuff?
Right now, I took that truck down to Charlie Boy's, truck 4. I picked it up on Friday. The appointment was for Friday. They called me at 5 o'clock, said it was done. I went down and picked it up Friday night. Before I got home, the engine light was on.
Jeez.
They wanted me to use it a little bit to see what it did. Today, we were hauling snow, and we used that truck, and it derated.
Yeah.
And now we had to do a force regen on it.
What does that mean, it derated? What does that mean?
It means you don't get all the power.
Computer pulls fuel.
shuts everything down.
Okay.
All that. Like if you're the gears you're normally plowing in, and you're like two gears lower.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
No.
The new one.
We got that. The hydraulics fixed and everything.
Okay. So it's the one we had. Yep. The one Ryan.
No, it's the one that I used to drive. Ryan's has been
another sensor, right? Probably some sensor somewhere.
Yeah, but, I mean, how much do you keep spending? I mean, what was that bill? His labor was $700-some-odd.
Oh, I know.
Was that one of them, $1,500?
Yeah. That was for...
And they still haven't found a problem.
No.
Still don't know what's wrong.
Yeah. And so, it's got to go back down. They told me to bring it back down and leave it. But, like, I got in a little disagreement with them because... I had an appointment for Friday. I called him up and I said, because I have to pull everything all off of it.
Yeah.
So I says, my appointment's for Friday. I said, all right, I called him Friday morning. Are we still on for today? Well, you're going to bring it down and leave it, right? I said, yeah, but are you working on it today? Well, I said, there's no well about it. If you're not going to work on it today, I'm not bringing it down. I said, because if the other truck goes down, I can still use it.
Yeah, you're stuck if the other one dies.
But they did work on it. They got it down. They got it in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But they didn't figure out the whole thing. Yeah, something fixed, but not.
It's $160 an hour is what they charge.
Yeah.
Right. But at some point, they got to fix it.
They charge, what, $75 for the computer?
Yeah.
Just to set the computer up?
Sure.
Just
hook it up.
Yeah.
And scan it. Or whatever they do.
Supposedly, that part, because...
because they did the work. If that part goes bad within a year, the labor and the part is warranted, or they supposed to be. So it's a reman part, so that part could be bad.
And this is your that sensor slash
for the fuel rail.
Fuel rail
sensor. No, that one there is not the throttle. This one here was it shuts the jake brake off. And it's something to do with
power-wise, and it converts something else. So it doesn't get
anytime the engine lights come on,
yeah,
it goes back to your fuel your throttle sensor.
Yeah, it says
to derate it.
To derate it. Yeah, so then when you scan it, it looks like the throttle sensor.
Yeah,
if you don't.
This one keeps coming up as if it's some modular. You know, it was on the thing that they changed. MCM.
ECM is engine control module. MCM would be probably emissions.
Thing going pretty good. I blew, well, I didn't really blow. Two hoses shaped together. Yeah. One started leaking last Friday. I changed those to hoses. That seems to be holding up good.
Cutting edges are running out good. It's running good for you.
Yeah. Good. The cutting edges, we've changed one wing cutting edge. We still got three. Plow cutting edges. We got to change the cutting edge on Ryan's truck next week. Probably we can probably get a couple more plow ones in it. Grader tires are on. I had Dennis come up and help me put them on. Dennis and Harold helped me put them on.
Nice.
And they seem to work pretty good.
Did you change them or Dennis change them for you?
Me and Dennis.
They are a little split rim deal.
Yeah. I had 3 foot bar.
He does that, right?
Yeah.
Dennis got a brake, must be a truck or something.
No. It's all done by bars.
Oh, he does it by bar. Yeah.
If you know how to do it, it's probably not too bad.
We get breaking them down isn't bad. He's got a tool that breaks them down.
Yeah.
Pushing them off.
As long as you get in the right place, it ain't terrible.
It takes manpower.
Takes some.
Remember rugged rim tires go down. If you get them in the center and they're going, it takes a lot of things because they don't stretch like a
rim. Six foot bar, two guys on it.
To get it to roll.
Yeah. To get it to roll.
Yeah.
Then when you get almost the edge, you're taking the hammer handle and you're just going like that. Don't let that mean down.
Yeah. That's right. Senior in high school in auto mechanics, I worked for over at Howard Ross.
Those were split rims, probably back then.
Split rims.
Two piece or three piece?
Three. You end up putting them in a cage.
Three piece ain't bad. Two piece, they're dead piece.
Yeah,
a bunch of them.
Just do them all the time, beat them on there. Finally, you got one in the
bunch of them.
I said, boy, that thing, that cage
we rolled. We had a bunch of them. Two piece rim.
He said he had them rims pop off. It killed me in there.
Oh, yeah. We had a big cage thing.
We didn't have a cage. We just took a chain hooked on each side.
That's
Three piece, you ain't got to worry too much because that's once that first lock gets down in there and that second one comes out, right, there's no way for it.
The ones with that rod,
it's just the one off. Just a rim, and you just go that down over there.
They used to have those on. I had an F-250 that had those on.
Yeah,
those friggin' split rims. I hit a big bump on Ronnie's hill.
Yeah.
That green. Yeah, I've been to the woods. That was funny. So, it sounds like you're, getting ready for something.
Yeah.
Basically.
Been moving snow.
Good.
As I explained, I had one guy that kept calling, and I ended up hanging up on him. I went out, I did move his snow and stuff. And I had one complaint yesterday about being moving snow on their foot property. You just got to know where that other complaint came from, that's all.
I'll tell you that. Just put a hell of it.
I did.
You'll get a kick out.
Like, I went out and bought you cleaned up by your mailbox.
Yeah, you see that, appreciate
it. I did Angels, of course. Yeah. I did Lila Angels. It's good. So Lila Miles.
Yeah.
Because, the mailman, when I'm going by, I see they need to be done. When I started down Kirk's Road, I did every mailbox and driveway so that people can see to get out, just push back a little bit.
So they can see to get out of driveways.
Yeah.
Good.
So I had one guy that called and he thanked me, the guy who lives up on East Hill, about We still got some of them, like
got a few.
We haven't done Shulver Road or Parsonage Road. Parsonage Road, that one there, I'm gonna have to move from the store yard over because where they push the snow,
you can't do nothing.
You can't. I can't even see to get out with the tail drop. That's how high that snow
is. That's high, yeah. There.
That's probably the first time that I can recall that you had to come from Kirk's Road almost halfway up my driveway to keep pushing snow back because into there.
It's been a while since we've been.
But just because so you push it back up there. I said, wow, you're coming up the road quite a ways into there back to get back around there, and you're on the other side too.
It's been a while since we had a good old.
When I went pregame, so where before you get the square road through them ledges, I took the loader up there to Holington at that hill on both sides of the road. Just as high as I could push it.
Yeah.
Or that snow just blows right in there.
So are you using the loader and then are you using the grader with the
bolt? Ryan's going around. I'm pushing and doing the driveways and stuff, and Ryan's just doing the grader.
Grader around
the snowbank.
Winging
it off. Yeah.
We put the wind.
It's melting fast.
Dropped a lot.
Already. That's good.
We took a clean mill hill this morning. 24 loads of
snow.
Just to Staley Macy's driveway.
You brought it down.
So ratify addition deletions, there's none. Grant update discussions.
Yeah, I've got a few things. So the ANC Greeter grant the application is due March 21st, I believe. So Ron is working on that right now.
What is it?
That's for the Greeter program.
ANC Greeter. We've been doing that for years. Colleen had mentioned she found another grant for milfoil treatment. So the federal one is on hold. We have no idea whether we're getting it or not. She found another grant that the funds are already available if we're approved that she would like to apply for on behalf of the town, if you guys are okay with that.
How much money do they have left in there?
A little over $20,000.
Okay, because I was wondering here, because she's asking to spend some of that money on...
they got to spend some of it on some stuff here. But.
Now, is that going to fall the same way... if we don't use that money,
that reverts back to the town.
Does that revert back to the town?
The $15,000 that they got? No, that's theirs to use until it's gone.
It's allocated to their group. It's spent. We spent. It's their group. They can buy popcorn. They shouldn't, but they can.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is Leslie said
it for us.
With the highway, we used to be able to put it into our highway reserve fund.
But that's not set up that way.
No.
That's just that goes to them.
We can't do that. Any money we have, we got to ask the town for it.
No, you can do highway.
Okay.
The what I was looking at is the difference was between the budget figure and so you spent more than your budget.
Yeah, because we have all the grants and stuff. Yeah.
Right, but no, I'm not going to be able to articulate very well.
I understand what you're saying.
No,
we spend more than what our budget is. So.
But if you spend, I think what he's saying is if he had a surplus, he does have to ask to keep it.
Correct.
But the grant, she's saying that they have a surplus of money, but for that Greeter program, they don't have to.
No, because that's just like any of the reserve accounts that you set aside money for a specific purpose.
Like the rainy account.
You just can't add to it without
bond
approval.
Yeah. The only thing that people can get money back on is if you do not spend the budget that the townspeople agreed to.
Yeah.
So if you spend less than your budget, so you have $50,000 left because you didn't spend it, then you need to ask the townspeople to keep that.
Yeah.
But if you spend more than your budget and you take it out of the reserve fund, you don't have to ask them.
You have to take it out.
But I'm not even sure you have to, highway you have to, anyway, I don't know. I'm a little.
We didn't have to. Well, we've never had to for
the
highway.
They changed
you
the
said
law.
That. You said they changed it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's why I kind of mentioned it.
Right.
Yeah, but she clarified it. It's like an appropriation. Once you get that, you put that appropriation money.
Right.
Just like the fire department.
It's
they get that money and it goes
right
to the fire department.
Like
if they spend it,
right.
That's fine.
Exactly.
If they don't, that's fine.
The only part that makes it confusing is because we are holding the money, but it's their money.
It's their
money.
It's like the cemetery, same thing. We're holding the money,
yeah.
Their money.
So
So it's, you know, it's polite of her to say, oh,
right,
can the board approve just, you know, writing this check or whatever, but in theory, in reality,
it's their money.
It's their money.
Yep. Yeah.
We don't really have to say. So it's just fine. It's just how it works.
Yeah. The day will come when the dollar amount that somebody has in their account, they keep asking for it, but they've got $80,000 to $100,000 in there. Why do we want to keep giving you $20,000 if you're not spending it?
Well, I think that's why they didn't ask for it this year.
When you go back to the, you know, when it comes March meeting, and so they say, well, we need another $20,000.
They didn't ask for any this year.
They didn't ask for any this year. I think it's because they still had.
Yeah, they didn't ask for it. Yeah.
So
yeah, I think that Colleen lady does. She's doing a reasonable, trying to do.
So first, is she okay to proceed with the other grant in case we don't get the federal one?
I would say, you guys might disagree, but I'm going to say the more they can get from grants, the less.
Well, this one, the funds are already available. They're not. If we're approved, we're approved. It's not like the federal one where, yeah, you're approved, but only if we get the money.
It's just a game.
And if you're approved, we can't use two of them. So if we're approved for this one and the other one, we would have to decide.
Yeah.
But this one's the safe one, obviously.
Yeah, it's nice to have that decision, you know, and not be stuck with none.
I think it's a win-win.
Okay, so then I'll tell her to move forward with that one.
And you're going
to
go ahead and write your check, right?
Yeah, I'll pay those.
The dollar amount's the same for the two grants?
She didn't give me a whole lot of detail. But like I said, you can decide later which one you're going to go with.
Yeah.
Until you sign the agreement.
Technically, that would kind of be up to, you know, if there's the smart thing to do, go for the one that gives you the most flexibility and the most money. Yeah.
Right.
But the match.
You know, if this one's guaranteed at 20 and the other one's 25, you might want to go with the guaranteed 20.
But sometimes your match, too.
Right.
You know, one might be a 25% match, the other one might be a 10% mm-hmm. match. Yeah.
I don't think there's any harm in her applying for it.
I don't think so.
See what's available.
Yeah.
She also did ask if you would, like, she's not available, but Vinny could be available for town meeting. She wanted to know if you guys wanted him to attend, to give any kind of updates or anything.
If they want to,
it's up to them,
I think, for them to give the update. And they're right. The board didn't. The town already gave the money, so if they want to come in kindness and say and give them an up thing, I think that's
fine.
Personally, that's my feeling.
I haven't read through the town report yet. I got to do that. But
yeah, there's.
I think there's a thing in there that talks about it. But if you want to come and answer some questions, that's fine. We have no issue with that.
Okay.
It's an informational place.
Yeah. And that's up to them. Like I said, it lets the taxpayers know what they got there for their money and how they're coming up there. And it says in that thing that actually it's about the access and the Lake Eden is where most of the milfoil is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or it's growing or whatever it seems to be.
And then I have one more thing. Tim, if you could sign this. This is a risk assessment questionnaire that has to be filled out for the grants. I'm not sure if you have to sign it. He told me I did, but I'm only assuming that you're probably the chief officer, unless it's him.
No, I do.
No, I'm financial.
Fiscal. Did you answer all these questions to the best of your ability?
I wonder if you should have signed there.
I'm not a fiscal.
I don't. He didn't tell me which one.
They don't. Just throw your name everywhere, Ken. They don't.
If it doesn't work, I'll send you a new copy.
25 today. You're a man of many hats.
Yes.
Let's see. Did you read your 250th anniversary adoption?
No, I did not. There you go. And you joined.
Governor did, yeah. He'd like us to participate.
So,
he'd like Tim to participate.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned it. So, got your grant stuff?
I think that's all I have. Did you have anything, Leslie?
I have applied for the $122,000 from G1. So I sent it to the paperwork.
Good.
So I'll hope that it comes through.
Hopefully. Unless Elon gets hold of it. I'll be into that. So I have other business town meeting. We all pretty much ready for that.
Next Wednesday.
It is what it is. Next Wednesday. You're going to be there Wednesday as well, huh? Guess what? I'll tell you, when he's there by himself, we're both going to have some nasty-ass jobs on our day.
could one of you guys maybe push a little bit towards possibly getting some more people involved in town?
I made that speech.
I know, but
2 years in a row.
I know. I just, you know, it's kind of
like in defense viewers and everything.
Well, sorry,
but
just a specific one right now is the planning commission. You're down to 2 people that are willing to do it. So, which leads to the question, Christina did ask me, you know, what that means, because they can no longer make any decisions.
Which
I'm not really sure that they're making actual decisions other than deciding what they're going to bring to you. So, from what I can tell is, if you don't have a planning commission, the town plan falls on you.
Of course.
Is there any harm in the 2 of them continuing on working with Alec and presenting to you?
No. And we'll try to get
I think we told them exactly, we want something plain and simple, don't want a lot of changes,
right.
Just an update.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they really happy what
we had, and we just want to update it to today's forum
for 10 more years
and leave
but,
that C word out of it.
Do you have a problem with them working on it on your behalf, basically, not as an official planning commission? Because
I'd be interested in 2 of them, and we'll
exactly
try to recruit some people on Tuesday.
I put a thing on Front Porch Forum, and there was one guy who asked about it. He asked a couple of questions, so he hasn't solidly said, yes, I want to do it, but he's interested, so hopefully.
I mean, we can call Walmart.
When you appoint them, there is criteria to when you start appointing somebody like the planning commission, then just looking at the name there, to me, personally.
Christina did, so I answered the questions that I had that I could, and then I forwarded her the email because he kind of asked, like, what. She did have some good information as to what you're looking for in someone who wants to join and that kind of stuff, so.
I'm not
going to live in Eden for 50 years.
Good luck.
I'm not saying a word. So a town meeting where, you know, it's going to be what it is. You've seen you guys read the article on paper, I suppose.
No, I read
Friday News and Citizen. Oh, boy. They're increasing the budget.
We did send a request for the reporter to correct part of his article.
I see it was a little sketchy there.
Because he said that the money that we're asking for the addition is federal funds, and it is not federal funds,
federal
it's surplus.
So they write what they want in there to make themselves look
good. I sent him the warning in the budget. I did not write anything. He didn't. The only thing he asked me specifically was what the tax rate would go up percentage-wise due to our budget, which I told him the same thing last year. I'm not comfortable giving you a number. There's too many other factors that go into it.
We don't know what the grand list is going to be.
We don't know the grand list. We don't know. We have to look at all our revenues.
We don't know what the school
budget is
going to
be. That's right. You don't know what the school budget is going
to
look like.
Well, look at the school budget. They all depending on what you make is what your rate's going to be.
Well, they were saying tonight there, because I turned it on for a minute before I got there, and said they were going back at it, and it's going to be flipped. They were saying 5.9. I said, how can that be in there? So I don't know where they came up with
the school.
Up with that. Yeah, that's what they were saying on there, on something about it. I don't know. I didn't get the whole thing on there. I'm going, wow,
keep watching that.
Right?
You're going to have a lot
they,
of great hair.
Well,
they
so
had said at the meeting I went to last week, I feel like it was only like a percent total of all of the budgets, 1%. And they said, for Eden anyway, if the budget is passed as is, our school rate will actually go down slightly.
Okay, well, we're going to get on the news in there tonight, but maybe, I don't know, because they said that...
They're cutting out breakfasts, lunches, or something.
No, they're
I don't think they're cutting anything. They were trying not to raise
class,
anything.
I think it said in there, I don't remember what the first one was, they're going to bring the 25 per class.
So they're going to cut...
Per teacher or something.
They're going to cut staffing then.
I don't even want to. Don't get me started. We'll have to have a whole other meeting.
Well, I'm just saying, you have this administration is probably 75 to 80% of the school budget. With your teachers and all your other staffing.
Well, so scrape out the.
When you say because
you scrape the teachers off and just have an admin. Even if it's 40%, keep all the teachers. Cut
straight
half down to 20%. You saved a pile of money, haven't you?
How many superintendents do you need? Right? How many offices?
We've already consolidated once. They added more people to do the work. Yep, we've got one superintendent's office, but we took them all into that one building. Before, the superintendent's office used to be just a couple people.
Now it's 30.
They want to build the new building because it ain't big enough.
That's what I'm saying.
So all you're doing is you're taking all the people and you're putting them into one office instead of
having it out. It's not going to be big enough. So you have to build a bigger building.
Yeah.
You're learning fast. It's all. So any organization, once it gets just so big, is self-replicating, self-fulfilling, right? Like it just keeps getting bigger. That's how it works. And they work to justify what they do. This is why the panic is settled in when what's-his-name sent out an email to all these people saying, oh, by Monday, I want to know 5 things you did last week. That's all he said, email. So I know you work in this, whatever, but I worked in the corporate world for years, and I still do, right?
Yeah.
So I understand. My boss knows what I do. He has absolute right to know what I do because he's paying me.
Yeah.
First of all, you'd be offended if he had to ask you what you did. Think, first of all, you'd go, what do you mean?
We just had that discussion, right? He told me, he said, hey, I worked on this or that or the other. It feels tight or whatever. He told me, I said, really? I said, go check that out. It's like, I told him, I said, that's not a criticism. I appreciate you paying attention to what I'm doing. He noticed that there were a couple poles sticking out and they were catching on something else, and I didn't notice it when I did the work. And he noticed it because he's paying attention, right? And I appreciate that. But again, if the president of the company said, hey, I want to send me an email by Monday afternoon telling me 5 things you did to push your company forward last week, I just go, this and this and this and this. And if they don't think that stuff's important, well, maybe you ought to take it up with my boss because that's what he said to do. Right? I wouldn't be offended. That's a pulse check to see if any of those people are even reading your emails. This is where our school has gone, right? It's just like the same thing. Once it gets so big, it just starts, I'm overworked, so I need somebody else. It's like, Melissa needs 5 assistants. No, she needs 1. We're so small, we understand what we can get by with. We know what everybody's doing. But if this office had 30 people in it, well, what's 31? No big deal. So somebody down on the tree says, I need one more, and pretty quick, you got this giant conglomeration out here called Lamoille North Supervisory. It's just awful.
We had 4 in here before, and we had 1 full-time, 1 in here now.
Yeah, exactly.
And before, we've noticed that some of the work didn't get done because
careful,
we weren't getting financial back. I don't care, it's true. So, I don't need to question the work that she done because when you come in here, the work the ladies are doing
there it is
done.
It's in your face. Yeah, done. You don't have to wonder what's going on.
Clear.
I love it. It's clear and the way it should work. Well, the school has turned into this giant monster that self-replicates. Right? It just gets bigger and never will get smaller. Even if the students all go away, they'll still have the school. That's true. They'll find a reason.
Well, so a bus only lasts so many years. You're supposed to rotate them out every so many years. We bought a new bus. Eric drove it 1 year. They bought another new bus. The bus that Eric drove is set there for 2 years.
Yeah.
Nobody's driving it. We contract Lamoille Valley to run the
second bus.
That second bus that they bought, the first bus that they bought,
true,
is going to be outdated with no miles on it.
What's that got for motor?
Discussion here is also what she wants to know. Are we going to sit down and have a meeting and get going make sure the voters voted in.
Well, we'll leave it up to you guys. I mean, I can take some pictures of the downstairs vault if you want. But
no, they're going to ask
what it is.
All it is that's just an informational one. We have ARPA money that was for the town team from COVID, and it's not surplus till July 1st.
Right.
And we're going to use that money to add a meeting room
and the only
and put a new vault for the spacing for this office.
And the reason it's in the morning is so we can make it a fund so that we don't have to
spend it right
a bunch
now
of hoops and get it all done by July 1st.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So two things are going to happen. They're going to say no, and we're going to spend it before July 1st. Or they're going to say yes, and then we'll have longer to spend it. Simple, right? That's the only two things that can happen.
Wow, well, I guess you better get your hammers out, everybody. We're going to have
them. No, I'm just saying.
I'm building.
I told the assignment. I got some hot to drive with a couple of days.
Ricky wasn't here when I was talking about it earlier. We haven't really started the meeting either. But I got an email from somebody from Phil Scott's office. They're having a powwow out at in Morrisville. Yeah, I think Ricky ought to go. They're having a powwow in Morrisville Friday, February 28th at the Morristown Municipal Office, TU Building, Portland Street, Morrisville, 8:15 to 9:15.
Good Lord,
no. And they want to hear from law enforcement and any, they said, it mentioned select board chairs or.
That's any, you, that's you, Tim.
I know, any single people that want to go to this meeting.
Yeah.
They don't want a whole crowd showing up, basically. That's what he's saying here.
What are they discussing at this meeting?
Public safety incidents in your communities. So again.
Well, that sounds fascinating.
Well, you know what? I think what the problem with the public safety, which is going on right now, is you're seeing it on TV. There's no accountability for these people who are doing
so
the crimes.
But we've had some stuff happen in Eaton, right? We've had found a couple dead guys over Raspberry. We had a nice shop here. We had a nice shop over in the Bogger.
We got pharmacies all over.
We got pharmacies all over town. So you know, I'm considering
they're
going
playing this recording and telling me.
I'm considering going to that meeting on Friday morning.
Oh, in the morning?
Oh, it's in the morning. I thought that was night. I was like, wow.
8:15 in the morning.
Oh,
well, that's past their bedtime. I knew it was in the morning. So you're going to go in. No way. They're going to be up around.
What are you going to say at that meeting? What's your input?
That's what I'm asking is, you know, if I go to that meeting, you know, my input's going to be, we live up in Eden. We live in Lamoille County. The Lamoille County Sheriff's contracts are $250,000-$300,000 a year. That's the right number, right?
Yeah.
I think
neighborhood.
So.
Almost
$300,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
For them to come up and patrol.
To contract with them.
To contract
with them, yeah.
But we live in Lamoille County, so what? And they're the Lamoille County Sheriff, so why do we have to contract with them? They're already here, right? They are the Lamoille County Sheriff, I understand. And I don't care the exact number.
How late you staying there? Most of them.
And we have had
well, you make
in
me
town, but we can't get them to respond.
You gotta get Tim back on track.
Yeah.
But we call, so over at the far end of, what's the road for? Ethel Ridge.
Yeah.
Ethel Ridge. Out there, you know where the gate is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's before the gate on the left. Been a white Ford truck sitting there for years. With a generator.
Probably a body in there. Did you check?
You see one.
You're saying it's stolen.
I don't know. It's sitting there for years. More than a year. And it's been sitting there. And he called state police, gave them a place to come and everything else. He said, well, if somebody's not busy, we'll have to check it out. It's been sitting there. So.
Is that where you're going down to Amy's Lane?
Just when you get to the pull off
there. Before you get to the pond on the right, on that first road, Edsel.
Yeah, I know. You go down in there, and then you go down there. Just to call Amy's Lane.
Oh, right on the corner.
Yeah, but then you go in the gate there, and then you go way over. There's another gate when you go over by deer hunting.
Yeah.
Walk down there and deer hunting.
Yeah, between the gates, that little camp on the left, that's
Equipment. Oh.
But anyway, it's
it's like those kind of things. It's like, what do you mean if you have time? You know, I guess I don't know what they're looking for input, and I don't know if I'm going to go get tangled up in it or not, to be honest with you. Because I'll probably say something like that. What do you guys think? Should I go or not? Go and listen?
I mean,
show up and see what everybody else
like the Warren County Sheriff Department, it's a service. We're not paying for the service, so that's why we're not.
But it didn't used to be. Many years ago, the Mall County was the seat of the county, and the sheriff's department went to every town. There was no contracts. It wasn't some private company, public/private company. How did that happen over here?
Well, the cost of everything driving up, and that's the whole thing. The cost of everything, the building,
you know,
the officers, the vehicles.
So, and we're looking at, you know, the lady said, well, oh, there's a huge housing crisis. And you said, no, there's not. I say there is. The housing crisis is all these empty houses.
Yeah.
All over. It's pockets. People are moving out, and they're not moving back. Well, why is that?
Because they want too much money for some crappy house.
Yeah, in Montgomery. The houses are changing from full-time people living in them to, you know, 2 week summer dwellers, then the house draft the rest of the year.
Right.
And Airbnb. That's what's happening. Yeah. Or they Airbnb.
Airbnb.
And but a lot of them are Kurt just bought up.
Got a couple up here. They're rental units, and this week somebody will be in them, next week somebody else will be in it, and you're seeing a lot of that.
Right, but these are houses that people are buying. And they only come up here once every couple weeks, and the house sits empty. And then there's other houses that are completely uninhabitable over there in Montgomery. Nobody's going to fix those. And same as the things happening here, right? You go over here, I guess Steve's working on that. But
yeah,
Ronnie's, Jerry Weiss is sitting there, and they can't sell it.
A couple up here.
They're in there.
Ralphie Dutton's and
Ralphie's.
Yeah. Roland Dumas is old place.
Roland's is empty too.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's for sale.
Yeah, but it will be too. But it's population collapse, right? People are moving out. That's their big concern. And then they're talking to us, but oh, there's a housing crisis. There's not enough houses for the people. Well, that's a Burlington problem.
Can't afford to live here.
That's an Essex Junction problem, right? That's not our problem. Our problem is the opposite. So that's, and but you aren't going to be able to complain about that at that meeting.
Well,
because that's about public safety.
But why, if you know specifically where there are people who are dealing drugs or making meth or something, why can't you? Why does it go on and on and on and on?
That's
a good question.
Or if we arrest somebody, they get a warrant out for their arrest. They arrest them. They get them and they arrest them. They go to the arraignment and they're released on their own.
That afternoon.
I mean, you had a warrant out for a month for him to be arrested. They stole a couple more pickups since then. They found that one there that stole the pickup, that Volvo car. They found him in New Hampshire.
Back in the day, I spent more hours in jail overnight than that guy did for stealing a car. They keep you all night, you know, for a good bar fight.
Are you done? I got the motion to adjourn.
You're full of it. What the hell did you drink before you died? How many beer did you have before you came?
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Oh, shut up, I'll tell you that. Butch
Puts to adjourn. He seconded it.
Oh, okay. Who made the motion?
Oh, yeah, but God.
He's ready, yeah.